plate a potential nugget.
Going back to the point you made about apprenticeship, Tarun, when we look at some of these businesses, as you reflect on how they get the next gen, how they think about apprenticeship for the next gen, once again, any structural themes that stand out for you in terms of what enduring families have done in getting the next gen the right kind of exposure and immersion in the business?
So I'm reminded of Sanjay Lalbhai's interview of Arvind Mills. It's a very old business family, very, very storied, great history, great tradition, very philanthropic. I did not do the interview, but I remember my colleague who did. And what struck me from that interview was the extent to which the previous generation from Sanjay's, I forget the gentleman's name, went out of his way to make sure that every man and woman in the next generation was given a chance to actualize their own potential. And that requires some process of self-discovery. And I suppose if you're fortunate enough to be from a well-off family, then you have resources to engage in the process of self-discovery, which is not a, you know, which is not a luxury available to the vast majority of people in poor countries. That's the thing that stands out, is this process of self-discovery for the next generation without ex-ante judgment that, you know, not being in the business is a failure, which is often a sad thing that, you know, people say, you know, I wish my son or daughter would be X, and what a great, I think in Hindi, itna bada karobar banaya, you know, this huge enterprise. And so it's a tragedy that so-and-so, my next generation, doesn't want to run it. But that's missing. It's more like, you know, what do you want to do? And how can we be productive? And the thinking, I think, is very much that even if you're not participating, you can still participate in a governance sense, right? You can still be on the board. You can still have some stewardship. You can still be the custodian of values. And I think that's a very important thing for families to do. I'm just reminded of the interview that one of my colleagues did with Sanjay Lalbhai. I was not present when the interview was done, but I love the interview because one of the things that Sanjay emphasized was how his predecessor, the head of the family before him, really went out of his way to make sure that every man and woman in the next generation had an opportunity to what I would call engage in a process of self-discovery of interest, because and there wasn't really either the implicit or the explicit assumption that the quote-unquote right or respectable thing to do would be to take one's titular role as head of the enterprise. And it was some kind of a, you know, maybe like a soft competition to see who it made sense to run. The ethos seemed to be, as I read between the lines, and if Sanjay hears this, he may want to correct me. When I read between the lines, it's more what we like to see in so-called liberal arts universities in the United States, with which I'm familiar, which is whatever it is that you do, engage in it with passion and with dedication and with depth, and find out if you like it. And if you don't like it, then, you know, the world's a big place and there's lots of areas of intellectual endeavor and you can find something else. So I think it's this giving free rein. Now, of course, this is a luxury. Not everybody, particularly in a poor country, has the luxury to go on a voyage of self-discovery for years on end. But I suppose if you have it, you might as well use it. And that allows people to find the right person to take on the family mantle, so to speak. One thing I would say about families is that they really are the, it's kind of an obvious point, but they really are the custodians of the values. And when I think about my good friend Jaime Ayala, who is I think the sixth or seventh generation of the Ayala family in the Philippines, in Manila, and whose family has been credited with essentially building large parts of modern Manila, I think of them very much as the Tatas of the Philippines, so to speak, for want of a better, rough approximate comparator. But Jaime's conversations are all about stewardship. They're not about unicorns. They're about stewardship and doing the right thing for the society in which they're embedded. Of course, the Ayalas are very successful business people and want to be commercially successful, and those are not at odds. That commercial success, I think, can go hand in hand with societal progress, broad-based societal progress.
I'd love to come to this point about, how institutions think about preserving values. But going back to the self-discovery point, Tarun, I just wanted to stay with that for a minute or two to really say, what do they, if you could break down a little more tactically, what some of these organizations do with the Next Gen to help them with self-discovery. Could you give us a little more granular sense of the kinds of things they do to drive that?
I'm trying to think, if I would be so bold as to attempt a taxonomic answer. I'm not sure I really can, but let me give it a shot. I think it seems to start from a pretty early age, when people are encouraged to think about what motivates them. By early age, I would say, well before someone enters into college and when people start getting exposed. Of course, these families have the luxury that their next generations can be exposed to a variety of stimuli. If you were not exposed to a variety of stimuli, it's hard to know what you like and what you don't like. So that's certainly a benefit. They tend to have had experiences outside of the family business, so as to be exposed to a different way of doing things. It's almost, in modern terminology, we might say the family is crowdsourcing insight for the next generation. I'm reminded of a friend of mine who's Andronik Boluksic, who is someone who should be in the book, but I don't think is, Chilean mining and construction businessman. And I remember a conversation with him in New York some 10 years ago when he said, I'm sending one of my children to Beijing and one of my children to Bangalore, because I think that both these economies are going to be large economies. I'm from Chile. Chile is a small economy. And I think it's good for them and for me and Ronico Luksic and for the Luksic family, for the next generation to have a variety of exposures. So it's interesting that it is, and he did that. He had an apartment in Beijing for many years.
Sounds like a geopolitical strategy for the family.
But it's not that unusual. I mean, if you look even in ancient Indian families, they would have one person in the army, one person in the government services, one in private. So it's not that uncommon for the steward of the family to be thinking about who's the right person to take his or her role, usually his, and most of these traditional society, but also be thinking, how do you diversify the asset exposures of the family, as in toto? And that's just one small example of it. But you see it all over. The other thing that you see is the sort of patriarch or the matriarch of the family is trying to, part of this self-discovery process is also to create mutually separated spheres of influence for the next generations, right? So somebody might say, okay, you're in manufacturing, the other person is in financial services, the other one's in life sciences, the other one's in something, which is another very common thing that you see. I've seen that so often, of course, in India also, and in Korea and Indonesia and Africa again. So these seem like they're universal patterns.
I like the phrase Tarun uses. Each person is given an opportunity to actualize their potential and go on a process of self-discovery. Something similar came up in my conversation with Meher Padamji, chairperson of Thermax.
I've always believed, and Firoz and I both have partnered each other in believing that our children really should decide what they want to do in terms of what they're genuinely interested in, what they're passionate about, what makes them happy. I don't ever want my children to feel that Thermax is a burden and that they have to take over or any such thing. I feel they need to be responsible owners. They need not be in day-to-day management. If they want to do something else with their life, it's entirely up to them. I don't think it's fair for me to prescribe or for Firoz to prescribe in terms of you shall do engineering so that then you can come and you can join the company and then you can work up the ranks and no. Luckily for us, our son is interested in joining the organization. At the same time, I've shared with him in terms of that I have a regret of not joining somebody else before joining Thermax. So if you feel that that's the right thing to do, I think you might be happy to get inputs elsewhere before you come and join the company. So he's in that stage of thinking it through. He started off with engineering and then moved to economics. Thinking in between that, oh, if I give up engineering, my parents will be really unhappy. And we've honestly stuck to our belief of saying, really do what you enjoy doing. And I would say that my parents said the same thing to Purushan. They never ever made us feel that you have to join Thermax. Having said that, of course, subtle pressures are always there. And of course, people came in as we were growing up. People would come in from Thermax, come home and sit with my parents, chat, and we would be hovering around. So you're constantly hearing, I would go to the factory at some stage on a Saturday.
While Meher speaks about this in the context of family business, I guess enabling the kids to go through the process of self-discovery to actualize the potential has gotten to become part of the job description of every parent these days. A lot of people say that the world of careers used to be an 8-lane highway earlier, but now it feels more like a maze. To stretch that metaphor further, if we were an automobile, the steering wheel has become a lot more important than the engine to navigate the maze. And that steering wheel, I believe, is self-awareness. Thank you for listening.